This is a momentous day for America.
In a Rose Garden ceremony last night that you heard live on WOKV, President Trump hailing a 52-48 confirmation vote. Justice Amy Coney Barrett thanking the president for the nomination.
It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country.
With a formal swearing in behind the scenes, we would imagine, though we may see some photos with the Chief Justice John Roberts at some point later today. WOKV political and legal analyst Rick Mullaney, who sat next to Amy Coney Barrett not long ago, 4 years ago, at Jacksonville University Public Policy Institute, on the significance of now a ninth justice and now 6-3, if you will, conservative edge to the Supreme Court. Rick, pretty significant.
Very, very significant, Rich. And keep a couple things in mind. One is her youth. She's 48. It makes her the youngest member of the court. And second is her judicial philosophy. She's an originalist. And by that, I mean she is from the school of Justice Scalia, and believes that you take a look at the text and the original meaning. And that typically is a little bit on more on the conservative side. She herself doesn't like to use the words conservative or liberal, but use them not in the context of party affiliation or ideology, but to describe judicial philosophy. And so, yes, she would be part of that conservative bloc, which is now 6-3 over the liberal bloc. Very, very significant in what it means for the future of the court.
I mentioned 4 years ago you were there at Jacksonville University as she spoke for nearly an hour. I'm sure you had a chance to say hello, have some comments behind the scenes. Can you kind of paint the picture of who she is?
Oh, it was pretty stunning. I had the great 4 years ago when she came to Jacksonville University. There was just no, this was not on anybody's radar screen. At that time, it was 5 days before the election. It appeared that Hillary Clinton was going to win 5 days later. We talked about the Supreme Court. I had the privilege of interviewing her, and we had a discussion for about 50 minutes. In that discussion, we talked a little bit about Roe versus Wade. We talked about Obergefell, the U.S. Supreme Court case on same-sex marriage. We talked about policy preferences, the role of judges, and because it was such a lengthy discussion on constitutional law and the role of the Supreme Court, that video here at Jacksonville University has really kind of gone viral nationally with over 700,000 views, because you had a chance to see her talking about these issues 4 years ago before being a judge was even on the radar screen. A significant discussion, and I think it actually has been helpful to her in getting this confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court.
November 10th, Rick, we'll have the Affordable Care Act before the Supreme Court, and the issue of severability comes up. At least it did come up in the confirmation hearings. If you can, when you put on the legal hat, briefly help us understand what the case really centers around, and you know, might she be a critical vote in this case ultimately?
You know, she may end up not being a critical vote, in part because the severability issue is different from when this came before the court in 2012. There, it was the question of whether or not the individual mandate was a tax or was it a penalty, and the constitutionality of that. And then you also had the issue of the Commerce Clause, which they said there was not a constitutional basis in the Commerce Clause for the Affordable Care Act. So now the question is, because the individual mandate has now been put at zero, if that's unconstitutional, does the whole act fall or can it go forward? I think she has given a reasonable indication without a promise that she's going to find that to be severable, meaning you can delete it from the statute but uphold the rest of the statute. The likely outcome, I believe, is that the Affordable Care Act will be upheld and you're going to sever out that part of it that is unconstitutional.
A closer look at the confirmation vote and the White House Rose Garden event from last night. Jamie Dupree's Washington Insider blog at WOKV.com, and a great political and legal analysis from Rick Mullaney at Jacksonville University Public Policy Institute.